With the closure of the Manus Island Detention Centre is a distressing time for refugees. In a final notice to the men, the PNG Defence Force today said that anyone choosing to remain will be liable for removal. But asylum seekers on Manus Island are in protest mode, sporting Warriors Not Victims t-shirts. The Wire's Louise Horriban reports.
Manus Island Detention Centre in Papua New Guinea was scheduled to close at 5 p.m. yesterday afternoon. 600 asylum seekers, however, are determined to stay, despite having their water, power and food supplies cut off. Executive Director of the Refugee and Immigration Legal Centre, David Mann, says the refugees are refusing to leave the centre because they will most likely face even worse conditions outside of the camp.
Last year, the highest court in PNG, the Supreme Court, ruled that the detention of these refugees was illegal. So they're not actually allowed to be, by law in PNG, they're not allowed to be detained. That's why they're being told you have to go to this transit centre in the community. But the problem is, it's too dangerous. People have a very well-founded fear that they'll be subject to attacks, to robberies or worse.
How do you think Australia should be acting?
Well, Australia here continues to assert at the moment that it's actually not responsible for these men's fate, that instead it's seeking to divert responsibility onto Papua New Guinea. And yet what we know is that Australia holds the key here. It always has. It's Australia that set this whole system up. It's Australia that's bankrolled it. It's Australia that continues to effectively really control the situation there. What Australia should do is put on the table resettlement to Australia, because the central problem here remains that that the way the refugee system works internationally, Australia is seen as holding the primary obligation, the primary responsibility for the fate of these men.
David Mann, Executive Director of the Refugee and Immigration Legal Centre. A Papua New Guinea immigration official has said that at this stage, the men who remain inside the Manus Island Detention Centre will not be forced to leave. Ian Rintoul from the Refugee Action Coalition is in constant touch with the men on Manus. He told me that right now they're busy preparing to stay inside the centre.
Collecting water, rigging up showers, perhaps even able to find some ways of making the sewage actually work, or some of the toilets actually work again sufficiently so that they can survive inside the place. Some locals are actually bringing food and drinking water, you know, to the fence to try to support them. Other people are trying to bring goods, although the Navy has actually set up, up the road to the detention centre, which is a long way from Lobram. It's about, sort of 28, 30 k's. From London. It's not an easy walk. But some locals are trying to support. On the other hand, the PNG immigration has been circling the whole of the compound throughout the morning. It looks like they're sizing the place up, one way or another. But so far, they've not been willing to sort of breach the or attempt to come into the detention centre. That will be a big job. If the police or the Navy think they're just going to barge into the detention centre and people are going to march out the other side. At the moment, they're not. People are saying that they will be peaceful, but they're not about to just go hop on the buses and go wherever the PNG immigration wants.
Ian Rintoul from the Refugee Action Coalition. Australian barrister, human rights and refugee advocate Julian Burnside says that Australia needs to accept responsibility for the refugees.
We are breaching all of these conventions by treating refugees as if they're not entitled to seek asylum and treating them all in ways that break all of our human rights obligations. It's just shocking. Peter Dutton is a dishonest hypocrite. Peter Dutton calls them illegal when they do not break any law at all. And Peter Dutton says that we have to do this because we're so worried about people drowning. He's so worried about people drowning in their attempt to reach safety, but if they don't drown, he punishes them.
That's Julian Burnside, barrister and refugee advocate, ending that report by The Wire's Louise Horriban.